الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله صدق الله العظيم. Ulama Ikram, most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa, many times you have heard that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran Sharif that you are the best of all ummats. Of all the ummats, Allah Ta'ala has made you the best of all ummats. And you have been taken out, evolved, for what? For the benefit of mankind. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that the sifats that you have as khayr ummat is that ta'muruna bil ma'roof wa tanhauna 'anil munkar. You invite towards that which is good and you prohibit and forbid that which is evil. Now if Allah Ta'ala is saying that we are khayr ummat, then the khayr ummat must enjoy success, it must enjoy victory, it must enjoy peace, it must enjoy Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's help, Allah Ta'ala's nusrat and madad. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives the khayr ummat what we term as sukoon in their hearts, tranquility, serenity. The khayr ummat must enjoy the ni'mats of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in this world and in the akhirat. That should be the logical conclusion of being khayr ummat. And not only was this just a promise of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala showed it in the life of the Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullah Alayhim Ajma'een, that when they fulfilled their part of the contract, that means when they did Amar bil Ma'roof and Nahi anil Munkar. And it is a very wide subject what this Amal bil Ma'roof and Nahi anil Munkar is. It should be in the life of every person. Amar bil Ma'roof, Nahi anil Munkar in the home, in the business, in families, in the society. It is a very wide subject. So when they did Amar bil Ma'roof and Nahi anil Munkar, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave them victory, Allah Ta'ala gave them success. Allah Ta'ala gave them conquests. Allah Ta'ala put the big empires at their feet. Whatever was promised was given to them. So Hazrat Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, this is what he says in this beautiful little couplet of his. Agar paabandh hum sab log ho jayein shariat ke. Agar paabandh hum sab log ho jayein shariat ke. مزے لوٹا کرے دن رات دنیا ہی میں جنت کے اگر پابند ہم سب لوگ ہو جائے شریعت کے مزے لوٹا کرے دن رات دنیا ہی میں جنت کے میں خود کہتا نہیں قرآن کہتا ہے مسلمانوں میں خود کہتا نہیں قرآن کہتا ہے مسلمانوں تم ہی وارث ہو دنیا کے تم ہی وارث ہو جنت کے گھر پابند ہم سب لوگ ہو جائے شریعت کے مزے لوٹا کرے دن رات دنیا ہی میں جنت کے میں خود کہتا نہیں قرآن کہتا ہے مسلمانوں تم ہی وارث ہو دنیا کے تم ہی وارث ہو جنت کے. He says if all of us get together and we become paaband of Shariat. Allah Ta'ala has given us via Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a beautiful way of life, a Shariat. And I've explained many times in different majlises, in different gatherings, in different bayans, that the Shariat of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is so beautiful that whether the person is rich or he is poor, whether he is a king or he is a subject, whether the person is black or white, he is living in a palace or he is living in a hut, the person is sick or he is healthy, the person is weak or he is strong, for everyone there is a beautiful guidance in the Sharia, and there is accommodation for him. It's not that if you follow the Sharia then you have to become very, very poor. And neither is it necessary that you have to become very rich. This beautiful Shariat, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left for us. Of course we have to read, we have to learn, we have to find out, we have to educate ourselves as to what is Shariat. What does Shariat require of us? And when we look at Shariat from every angle, we will find beauty in it. Nothing but beauty. It's so beautiful. But that is when our hearts will open up to the beauties of Shariat. If a person is blind and you tell that person the beauty of the birds, the beauty of the ship, the beauty of the ocean, the beauty of the forest, the beauty of the people that are around him, then that person will not be able to really understand what beauty is. The person has to have sight to be able to appreciate beauty. In the same way, you have to have inner sight to appreciate the beauty of Islam and Sharia. In fact, we do not even have to have that much in-depth knowledge. Even the person who has a little knowledge of Deen and Sharia, he will understand that there is nothing but beauty in every aspect of Sharia. Allah Ta'ala has kept it like that because it is for all times. Until the day of Qiyamah, there is going to be no new Sharia. So he says the condition is this, that agar hum sab log, agar paabandh hum sab log ho jayein shariat ke. Not two people here, one person there, 10 people in that area and 5 people in some country. Not that. If all of us, or at least the majority, we become paabandh of shariat. That is the condition. We are all waiting for the help and the nusrat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and we say that we are Muslims and the help of Allah must come. And look at the Sahaba-i-Kiram, Ridwanul Alim Ajma'in. They went through difficulties, they went through hardships, but see how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala then helped them and gave Nusrat. No doubt, those examples are correct in their own place. But we are talking about those examples, and we are applying that to our way of life. They were paband with Shariat. Then came the test, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala defeated the enemies. And Allah Ta'ala gave them conquest, Allah gave them victory, Allah Ta'ala gave them peace, and Allah Ta'ala gave them government over large lands, and there was security, and there was all kind of amn o aman. But they themselves were paband of Shariat. Now we are not paband of Shariat. We are not even paband with our 5-time namaz. I'm talking about the majority. The majority, we are not even paband with the 5-time namaz. The men folk in the masjid, even if the masjid is next door, there are many people who cannot make it to the masjid because of the television and because of other programs. Go to the countries of the world and see how difficult it is for people to just get to the masjid and make salah. And even in our own country. So we are not even paband with our 5-time salat, which is a pillar of deen. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that man aqamaha faqad aqama ad-deen wa man tarakaha faqad hadama ad-deen. The person who kept it upright, then he has kept the deen upright. And the person who neglected the salat, then he has demolished deen. Now that is our position and our condition. And what we say is that the Sahaba-i-Kiram, Ridwanullah alayhim ajma'in, they went through those tests and trials, and Allah Ta'ala's madad and nusrat came. No doubt, it came. But they were paband of Shariat. That is the issue here. So he says, gar paband hum sab log ho jaye Shariat ke. If all of us become paband of Shariat, we become practical Muslims, we become dedicated, we become committed, we submit ourselves totally, fully and wholly to Islam and the Sharia, or at least the majority, 90% or 80% at least, then what he says is maze luta kare din raat duniya hi mein jannat ke, then we will enjoy the ni'mats of jannat day and night in this world. He's not talking about akhirat, because all of us, we think akhirat is far away, and all these promises of the akhirat, we don't know when we will go to the akhirat. He says din raat duniya hi mein jannat ke, Allah Ta'ala will make this dunya itself like jannat. In jannat a person doesn't hurt anyone. In Jannah, there's going to be no jealousy, there's going to be no malice, there's going to be no greed, there's going to be no fighting, no quarrels, no arguments. Every person will be concerned, although every person will be enjoying the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, and he will think that he is having the greatest amount of enjoyment. Every person will be satisfied, there will be contentment. There will be no hurt and injury caused to anyone. And that is Jannah. In this world, what is it that makes our lives restless? It is when there's injury, there's pain, then we say that our life is becoming restless and difficult. When there is hurt that is caused, whether it is by the government, or whether it is by enemy forces, or whether it is by our own neighbors, our own families, our own friends, whatever it is, when there's injury, there's pain, then the person says that my life has become restless. So the person does not enjoy what we term as Jannat. But if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives that person contentment in the heart, then he's enjoying Jannat in this world. So he says that if we become paband of Shariat, then day and night we will enjoy Jannat in this world. Another Jannat will get in the hereafter, which is the real Jannat, where there's going to be no pain at all, no sickness, no disease, where there will be nothing but pleasure, fun and enjoyment, which we all desire. That will be there. In this world, there will be some trials, some tests, some tribulation, but this person will still enjoy Jannat in his heart, because Allah Ta'ala will put sukoon in his heart, irrespective of the outside conditions. But if all Muslims become paband of Shariat, then Allah Ta'ala will give the Muslim community as such Jannat in this world. He says hum maze luta kare din raat duniya hi mein jannat ke, and he says I am not saying this, main khud kehta nahi. He says you may think that it is coming from an ordinary human being, it is coming from an insignificant person in your sight. So therefore, I wish to state that I am not saying it. Hazrat Maulana Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi says, "Main khud kehta nahi." I am not saying it. If you don't want to accept my word, don't accept it. Quran kehta hai Musalmano. Yes. Now, once you say Quran is saying it, then we have no option, no choice. There is no such thing as now we will think whether we should accept it or we shouldn't accept it, because Quran Sharif is saying it. What is the Quran Sharif saying? Look at the various ayats of the Quran Sharif. Many places Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala talks about the inheritance of this earth. That whom has it given it to? He says, Main ke khud kehta nahi, Quran kehta hai musalmano. Tum hi waris ho dunya ke, tum hi waris ho jannat ke. You are the heirs of this dunya also, and you are the heirs of the akhirat also. Allah Ta'ala hasn't deprived us of the ni'mats of this world. He hasn't said that now you must go and live in a jungle and you mustn't eat good food and don't wear good clothes. Nothing of that kind. Allah Ta'ala has made us waris of this dunya also and waris of the akhirat also. Until there will be one person, this is how famous everybody knows, that until there will be a person on this world existing saying Allah, Allah Ta'ala will not bring about the total destruction of the universe. And when there will be nobody left to say Allah, then Allah Ta'ala will bring about the destruction of the entire universe. This is proof enough to show that the Muslim is the waris of this dunya. The reason why destruction is coming is that the true believers and the good Muslims have all left the world. And there's after that one person left. So for his sake also Allah kept the heavens and the earth and the jungles and the animals and the creatures and the fish in the sea and the waters of the ocean. And every ni'mat, Allah Ta'ala kept it in existence just for that one person who was a believer, who was a Muslim. And what kind of Muslim? Just one time he said, Allah, just that one Allah is such. Now we can imagine if the entire Muslim community says that kind of Allah with a sincere heart. That means they really acknowledge the greatness of Allah, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, the might of Allah, the power of Allah. And they become obedient to that Allah Ta'ala. Then they will definitely enjoy the ni'mats of Jannat in this world too. And then Allah Ta'ala will give it to them when they leave in the Akhirah. So there is no other conclusion except this, that we all are not paband of Shariat. We've got little bit of Shariat in our lives. A little bit here, a little bit there, and we consider ourselves to be very, very paband of Shariat. Some have got a little bit of namaz, some have got a little bit of zakat and charities, some have got a little bit of honesty and truthfulness, some have got a little bit of this and a little bit of that. But when we become paband of Shariat, then Allah Ta'ala will definitely give us sukoon, peace, contentment, jannat in this world and jannat in the akhirat. And he says, I am not saying that, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is saying that. You are the waris of dunya also, and you are the waris of akhirat also. Jannat has also been created for you.
Kitabullah aur sunnat pe amil ab to ho jao. Kitabullah aur sunnat pe amil ab to ho jao. یہی ہے بس یہی ہے دوستو سامان قربت کے یہی ہے بس یہی ہے دوستو سامان قربت کے.
This has become practical. Bring into your life practice on the teachings of Kitabullah and the Sunnat of Rasul Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Practice upon the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. These are the two things that will give you the qurbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The closeness of Allah ta'ala only comes with obedience to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam. In other words, following the Sharia. Then only the person gets qurbat. Otherwise, we get some sawab for the ibadat that we do, the zikr that we make, some tilawat we make. For all these things you get some sawab. But if you really want that qurb of Allah Ta'ala, which we always ask for, Allah bless us with your qurb, with your closeness, with your marifat. So that will only come when we become paband, or when we start making amal on the Quran and the teachings of Rasul Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Laga kar dil suno halat hazrate sahaba ke. لگا کر دل سنو حالات حضرات صحابہ کے سخاوت کے شجاعت کے محبت کے اطاعت کے لگا کر دل سنو حالات حضرات صحابہ کے سخاوت کے شجاعت کے محبت کے اطاعت کے صداقت کے دیانت کے امانت کے عبادت کے چلو نقش قدم پر دوستو اخیار امت کے.
He says, give your ear properly to the halat of the sahaba ikram ridwanul ali majma'in. Listen to the incidents in the life of Rasul Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's companions, that what they were, who they were, what they did, what was it that made them reach such heights. There must have been something in their lives. So read those stories. Read in the Hikayatul Sahaba, in the Fazail-e-Amal, in other places. The stories of the Sahaba-e-Kiram, Ridwanul Ali Majma'in. Then we will appreciate this Iman. So he says, read about the incidents of their sakhawat, of their generosity, about their shujaat, their bravery. Read the incidents in their lives of the muhabbat that they had for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Read about their itaat for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How they obeyed Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam under all conditions, no matter how difficult it may have been upon their nafs. Read about their sadaqat, how honest and truthful they were. Read about their amanat and diyanat, how trustworthy they were. The sahaba-i-kiram ridwanullahi majma'in.
how they fulfilled their promises, their pledges, how they did not betray any trust. Read about their ibadat, that those who were at one time mujahid, they were on horseback and they were in the battlefield. But read about their ibadat after that, how they made ibadat, how they were on the musallas at night. Ruhbanum bin Layl wa Fursanum bin Nahar. During the day they were on horseback and in the evening they were on the musalla, asking Allah Ta'ala for His help and His nusrat, and enjoying that closeness of Allah Ta'ala in their tahajjud and in the ishraq and chasht. Chalo naqshe qadam par dosto akhyare ummat ke. So if you say you are khayre ummat, then follow in that pattern of those who are the best of all the ummats. Those who left behind for us example of who are the best of ummats. We read that ayat and we say that we are the one who are the best of ummat. No doubt the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is the best of all ummats. But we must check whether we are from amongst those who are, can be classified as the best of all ummats. Or is it that our actions are no different from the actions of the ummats of the past? Those who indulged in adultery, in fornication, in homosexuality, in all kinds of crime and evil, then if those things are in our lives and we say we are khayr ummat, then can it be right? Amar bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar do we have in our home, in our families, in our society? So may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me, give you and the entire ummat the tawfiq of becoming pabande shariat, so that we enjoy the best of ni'mats in this world and the akhirat, so that we enjoy jannat ni'mats in this world and jannat in the akhirat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Majal hai kuch bhi kar sakun main jo tu na tawfiq ae khuda de. Majal hai kuch bhi kar sakun main jo tu na tawfiq ae khuda de. Teri mashiyat hai sab pe ghalib, ye hai chahein sab mere irade. Majal hai kuch bhi kar sakun main jo tu na tawfiq ae khuda de. Teri mashiyat hai sab pe ghalib, ye hai chahein sab mere irade. Bahut dinon reh chuka nikamma, bas ab mujhe kaam ka bana de. Bahut dinon reh chuka nikamma, bas ab mujhe kaam ka bana de. Main kab se hoon mehve khwab ghaflat, bas ab jaga de, bas ab jaga de. Har dam karun main ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Jab saans lo mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah,
Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Rahe talab mein sawar, sab hain payada, misle ghubar mein hoon. Rahe talab mein sawar, sab hain payada, misle ghubar mein hoon. Tere gulistan mein sab gul hain, bas ek agar hoon to khar mein hoon. Tere gulistan mein sab gul hain, bas ek agar hoon to khar mein hoon. Mujhe bhi kuch fikr-e-akhirat ho, bohut hi ghaflat-shiar mein hoon. Mujhe bhi kuch fikr-e-akhirat ho, bohut hi ghaflat-shiar mein hoon. Raha main bekaar zindagi bhar, bas ab to mashghool-e-kaar mein hoon. Har dam karun main ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Jab saans lo mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. Gunah mein aaluda ho raha hai, ruwa ruwa baal baal mera. Gunah mein aaluda ho raha hai, ruwa ruwa baal baal mera. Ye aakhri din hai zindagi ke, durust kar de maal mera. Ye aakhri din hai zindagi ke, durust kar de maal mera. Teri mohabbat mein ab jiyun main, usi mein ho intiqal mera. Teri mohabbat mein ab jiyun main, usi mein ho intiqal mera. Har dam karun main ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. 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 Jab saans lo mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Karam se tere ba'id kya hai jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho. Karam se tere ba'id kya hai jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho. Teri madad ho meri ho koshish, teri kashish ho meri talab ho. Teri madad ho meri ho koshish, teri kashish ho meri talab ho. Badi mein guzri hai umr sari, naseeb taufeeq nek ab ho. Badi mein guzri hai umr sari, naseeb taufeeq nek ab ho. Rahu mein mashghool zikr o taat, bas ab yahi shughl roz o shab ho. Har dam karun mein ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Jab saans lo mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, bi rahmatika nastaghith, bi rahmatika nastaghith, bi rahmatika nastaghith. Allahumma rabbana la tu'akhizna in nasina wa akhta'na. Rabbana wa la tahmil alayna isran kama hamaltahu ala alladhina min qablina. Rabbana wa la tuhammilna ma la taqata lana bih. Wa'fu anna waghfir lana warhamna. Wa'fu anna waghfir lana warhamna. Wa'fu anna waghfir lana warhamna. Anta maulana fansurna ala alqawmil kafirin. Fansurna ala alqawmil kafirin. Fansurna ala alqawmil kafirin. Ey Allah, hamare gunahon ko maaf farma. O my beloved Allah, O my Rahim Allah, O my Kareem Allah, O my most forgiving, kind, compassionate, loving, caring Allah, we sinful servants of yours are extending our begging bowls before you. O Allah, we are acknowledging all our sins that we have committed. We are not justifying any of our sins. Mere Allah, tu rahim hai. Hum gande hai, hum napaak hai, hum mujrim hai, khatakar hai. Lekin mere Allah, tu to maaf karne wala khuda hai. Oh Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you. Oh Allah, what else has kept us here except that we want forgiveness of our sins? Oh Allah, we have acknowledged, we have believed in you as our Rabb. We have believed in you as our sustainer, as our Khaliq, as our Malik. We have believed in you as a Rahim, Kareem Allah. Oh Allah, we believe that you are the creator of the universe. You are the creator of life. Oh Allah, everything lies in your hands. Our lives are in your hands. Oh Allah, our gaze in your hands. Our hearing and speech in your hands. Our hands and feet in your control. Our heart, liver and lungs under your hukam. Oh my beloved Allah, where can we escape from your sight? Oh Allah, whether we go east or we go west, whether we go north or we go south, whether we go deep down the ocean or up above the heavens, oh my Allah, every way it's your kingdom. Ay Allah, hum jaye kaha? Ay Allah, hum gunegar hai, tu hame maaf farma de. Ay Allah, tu maaf karne wala khuda hai. Oh Allah, open the doors of your maghfirat for us. Open the doors of your maghfirat for us. Ay Allah, forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ey Allah, puri ummat ki tu maghfirat farma de. Ey Allah, puri ummat ki tu maghfirat farma de. Mere Allah, agar tu ne maaf nahi kiya, to tu bata ki phir hum gande jaye kaha. If you don't forgive us, oh my Allah, there is no other Allah for us besides you. Oh Allah, we cannot extend our hands before anyone besides you. Oh Allah, there is no other door for us that we can tap. There is no other home for us that we can go and beg. Oh Allah, for us it is no one but you. Tu hi hamara sahara hai. Tu hi bas hamara hai. Ey Allah, tu hi hamara sahara hai. Tu hi bas hamara hai. Ey Allah, hame maaf farma de. Ey Allah, hame maaf farma de. Ey Allah, open the doors of your maghfirat for us. Oh my beloved Allah, change the condition of the entire ummat. Ey Allah, aaj puri ummat pareshan haal hai. Kahi par sukoon nahi. There's no tranquility, no peace, no security. Ey Allah, puri ummat pareshan hai. The whole ummat is in a state of turmoil, oh my Allah. Ey Allah, that ummat for whom my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's blood was shed. That ummat for whom my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's blood oozed in Taif, in Uhud, and so many other places. Ey Allah, that ummat for whom my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam sacrificed everything. Ey Allah, that ummat for whom so many sahabas became shaheed. Ey Allah, that ummat today, mere Allah, that ummat today is in such a weak condition and state. Mere Allah, aaj koi unka pursane hal nahi hai. There is no one to pass the hand of affection over the heads of the ummat anymore. Allah, even the believers, even those who claim to be Muslims, those who have got huge, large tracts of land and big, big governments, oh my beloved Allah, Allah, wo bhi musalman ke dushman ban gaye. ہائے میرے اللہ وہ بھی امت کے دشمن بن گئے, میرے اللہ امت جائے کہاں. Oh Allah, there is no one for us besides you. Oh Allah, you are the one who blessed the Sahaba-e-Kiram with Iman. They were from the Kuffar, from the Mushrikeen, from the Yahud, from the Nasara. They were from the Munafiqeen. But when they got Islam upon the hands of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Oh Allah, their condition changed to such an extent that they became radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. You became pleased with them and they were pleased with you, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, if you could have changed their condition so dramatically, Allah, what is it difficult for you to change the condition of our hearts? Ya Allah, we know that our hearts are filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with anger, with evil passions and desires. Ya Allah, with jealousy, with, hey, very Allah, with envy. Oh my Allah, what have we made of our hearts? Those hearts which you gave to us to fill your love, and the love of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in it. Allah, we have given our hearts to everything else besides you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Allah, it is not difficult for you to change the condition of our hearts. We are pleading before you, O my Allah. And we believe that you are all seeing, all hearing and all knowing. O Allah, you are watching us this very moment that we are extending our begging bowls before you. O Allah, you know what desires are in our hearts. Ya Allah, we ourselves are tired of the sinful lifestyle that we are leading. Allah, it has brought us no peace, no happiness, no contentment and satisfaction. It has brought us nothing but misery and restlessness and anxieties. Oh my beloved Allah, therefore change our condition. Hum sabko paband shariat bana de mere Allah. Make us paband of shariat, oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, make us follow the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Oh Allah, distance us from nafs and shaitan. Allah, clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of anger, and of all our other evil things that have filled our hearts. Oh my beloved Allah, fill our hearts with the noor of taqwa. Fill our hearts with the noor of zuhd and qanaat. Fill our hearts with the noor of sugar. Oh Allah, fill our hearts with your ma'rifat. Fill our hearts with your yaqeen, oh my beloved Allah. Ay Allah, tera qurb hame naseeb farma. Bless us with your closeness, oh my Allah. Bless us with the closeness of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us all with long life. Bless the entire ummah with long life. Allah, bless us with good health, spiritual health and physical health. Ay Allah, hum sabko sehat e tamma kamila. Those who are sick and ailing, give them cure from all their ailments. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance and remove their difficulties. Oh Allah, those who are in other problems, those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Ya Allah, those who have got no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Those whom you have given children, oh Allah, make them pious, righteous, obedient to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay mere Allah, آج امت پریشان ہے, خاص کر کے افغانستان میں, فلسطین میں, کشمیر میں, چیچنیا اور بوسنیا میں, and so many other parts of the world. اے میرے اللہ, ان کی نیند حرام ہو گئی ہے. اے اللہ, the bombs are raining upon them in so much that they cannot even go to sleep. اے اللہ, they cannot enjoy the little comforts of life. اے اللہ, وہ پریشان ہے. اے میرے اللہ, تو مسلمانوں کی مدد فرما, مجاہدین کی مدد فرما, especially in Palestine and Afghanistan and Kashmir. اے اللہ, تو ان مجاہدین کی مدد اور نصرت فرما. اے اللہ, دشمنوں کو تو ختم فرما, یا تو ان کو ہدایت دے, or otherwise destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and Samud. Oh my beloved Allah, bless them with hidayat, with iman. But if iman and hidayat is not in their muqaddar, then destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and Samud. Ay Allah, unki zameen ko to hila de. Allah, shake the earth beneath their feet. Oh Allah, cause the bombs to rain upon their own heads. Oh Allah, cause the planes to crash. Oh Allah, destroy their peace and happiness. Oh Allah, destroy their pride. Oh Allah, make them restless and full of anxieties and worries. اے اللہ, ان کے غرور کو ختم فرما, ان کے تکبر کو ختم فرما, ان کے ناس کو ختم فرما. اے اللہ, مسلمانوں کو غلبہ عطا فرما. اے اللہ, assist and help the mujahideen just as you help the sahaba ikram in the battle of Uhud, in the battle of Badr and in so many other places. اے اللہ, آج بھی تو وہی خدا ہے. Oh Allah, we have gone weak. ہم مسلمان کمزور ہو گئے، لیکن تو میرے خدا کمزور نہیں ہوا. اے میرے اللہ، تو وہی اللہ ہے، تو وہی قدرت والا اللہ ہے. اللہ آج بھی تو غلبہ دے سکتا ہے. اے اللہ، تو مسلمانوں کو غلبہ دے. اے اللہ، کفار کو شکست دے. اے میرے اللہ، تو کفار کو شکست دے. اے اللہ، کو سٹارمز اینڈ سنگ دی شپس. اے اللہ، تو ان کے کوالیشن کو ختم فرما. ڈسٹروائے دیر الائنس او مائی اللہ. کریٹ فرکشن اینڈ ڈویژن اینڈ ڈس یونٹی امنگ دیر الائنس. اے اللہ، ایسے ان کے اندر اختلافات پیدا فرما. کریٹ سچ ڈویژن اینڈ ڈس یونٹی او اللہ دیٹ دے بی کمپلیٹلی ڈسٹروائڈ. اے میرے اللہ، تو مسلمانوں کو غلبہ عطا فرما. ہمارے حال پر رحم فرما. اے اللہ، ایک دن مرنا ہے، آخر موت ہے. ایک دن مرنا ہے، آخر موت ہے. لیکن میرے اللہ، then too we are not giving up the cinemas and the theaters and the casinos and the adultery and the fornication when we know that death can strike suddenly. Oh my Allah. Oh Allah, don't let the angel of death visit us in any haram action only. Oh my beloved Allah, the entertainment scene is so wide. Oh my beloved Allah, in these days there's so much of haram entertainment. And the newspapers, the magazines, the TV and every other media is inviting towards those haram. Where Allah, give us istiqamat on deen. Where Allah, how can we be going to such places when Palestine is burning? When Kashmir is burning? Allah, when Afghanistan is burning? Allah, when so many millions are refugees? Where Allah, aise hal mein hum kaise gunahon ke andar ja sakte? اے اللہ، ہماری حفاظت فرما. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ، گیو اس استقامت اون دین. اے اللہ، دا ٹائم دیٹ اور ڈیتھ کمز، گیو اس شہادت ان مدینہ طیبہ. میرے پیارے نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کے روضہ اقدس پر الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ ہماری زباں پر ہو اور ہماری روح پرواز کر جائے. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ، میک دی ارینجمنٹ فار اس ٹو بی ان مدینہ طیبہ. But oh Allah, if it is not Muqaddar day, then wherever it may be, let it be a death of barakat. Ay Allah, give us death in such a state that our soul comes dancing towards you. Ay mere Allah, hum sab ko to nek bana, hume salih bana. Unite the hearts of parents and children, brothers and sisters, wives and husbands, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ay Allah, Musliman hukumaton ko to hidayat. Either give them hidayat, oh Allah, replace them with good حکومت. او مائی اللہ، یا تو ان کو ہدایت دے یا ان کو تبدیل فرما دے. میرے اللہ، تو رحیم ہے، تو کریم ہے. اے میرے پیارے خدا، جتنے دین کے کام ہو رہے سب کو قبول فرما. تبلیغ کی محنت قبول فرما. اے اللہ، خانقاہوں کی محنت قبول فرما. مجاہدین کے جہاد کو قبول فرما. مدرسین کے درس کو قبول فرما. محدثین کے حدیث پڑھانے کو قبول فرما. اے اللہ، those who are doing writing, اے اللہ تو ان کو توفیق عطا فرما کہ وہ صحیح لکھے اور صحیح پیش کرے. اے اللہ، ان کے تصنیف و تالیف کو تو قبول فرما. اے اللہ، جو بھی دین کی خدمت کر رہے سب کو اخلاص کی توفیق سے مالا مال فرما. اے میرے پیارے اللہ، رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم all his life he made duas for us, especially in حجۃ الوداع. میرے پیارے نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے دن رات امت کے لیے رو رو کے دعائیں مانگی ہے. Allah, day and night his only concern was the ummat. Allah, that ummat which is today in the casinos, in the discos, and oh Allah, that ummat which has lost his shame and haya. Allah, my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam cried for that ummat. Ay mere Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ne kitni duaye maangi hamare liye. Allah, all the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness. Allah, bless our families with that goodness. Bless the entire ummat with that goodness. And from all the fitnas and mischief and corruption that he asked for protection from, oh Allah, protect the entire ummah of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ay Allah, hasidin ke hasad se hamari hifazat farma. Protect us from the envy of those who are envious. Oh my Allah, protect us from the evil effects of witchcraft. Ay Allah, hasidin ke hasad se hifazat farma. Fitin ke fitnon se hifazat farma. سحر اور جادو کے اثرات سے حفاظت فرما. اے اللہ، دشمنوں کی دشمنیوں سے اور عداوتوں سے حفاظت فرما. زمین کی آفتوں سے حفاظت فرما. آسمان کی آفتوں سے حفاظت فرما. ہوا، پانی، آگ، مٹی کی آفتوں سے حفاظت فرما. اے اللہ، ہم سب کو اپنا بنا لے اور تو ہمارا بن جا. اگر ایک تو نہیں میرا تو کوئی شے نہیں میری، جو تو میرا تو سب میرا، فلک میرا زمین میری، کوئی تجھ سے کچھ کوئی کچھ مانگتا ہے، الہی میں تجھ سے طلبگار تیرا، ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.